Today's No Sweat News brought to you by Windorama, Dateline, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News, where I pass along this story. Want to hear about the most unlucky man ever?
Yes, I do.
Actually, turns out he's the luckiest guy on the planet as well.
Ooh, this is interesting.
Unidentified gentleman, because of HIPAA, we could not, you know, the health insurance rules, yeah, privacy and so forth, we're not allowed to tell you who he is.
Okay.
He was diving off Key Biscayne in Florida the other day, got attacked by a shark.
Oh, no.
Pretty unlucky, right?
I would say highly unlucky.
Well, the people he was diving with got the attention of a nearby boat that just happened to be going by. They wanted their help. On that boat, it was about a dozen nurses who had chartered it for a staff fishing trip.
Oh.
Luckiest guy alive.
Oh, man.
They haul him up on the fishing trip. They get the first aid going, the tourniquets and so forth. The guy gets brought to the hospital. He's fine.
He's okay?
Luckiest, unluckiest man ever.
That's an incredible story.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
It feels like a Far Side comic come to life.
Right.
Like, you know, it's one like, of those where, like, a boat full of nurses and there's a shark attack victim.
Hey, come on over.
That's crazy.
It's like if I get a flat tire and suddenly the beer truck breaks down right behind me. I'm all right with that.
Or Bill Murray comes out with a jack. Seriously. It's okay, ladies. I have the jack available. Whatever he said to them in Groundhog's Day.
It's no problem. Having it together in a jiff. Dateline England for story number two. And I'm just passing this story along as your humble No Sweat News reporter. You want to hear about a strange fetish? Here you go. There's a guy in London who pays women to give him wedgies.
Oh. I could just ask my three older brothers. Yeah. I had to put up with those wedgies in the great state of New Jersey for the first 18 years of my life.
Well, this has turned into his thing.
I still get a rogue wedgie every once in a while, by the way, from Wally Mac.
A rogue. This guy in London pays women to give him wedgies in public. The news article that I found...
This guy is great.
...did not identify his full name. They just called him Bobby.
Okay, Bobby, this piece of work needs to start filming these things.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this would be a hit online. I know.
Wedgies. You know, the underwear hiked up so much it turns you into Soprano in the boys' choir, right? All right. Well, he likes to get them in public. And he pays well for it, about £100 per wedge. That's about $122 right now.
Jesus Christ. I'll give you wedgies for half that.
It's got to be women, Dave. Sorry.
Come on.
He's not a freak. It's not like he's gay or anything.
Where's my red wig?
I say sarcastically. He loves them in public. Something about the humiliation of having his underwear stretched up to his earlobes in public by random women.
Well, I understand that's what a clinically insane person would say.
There it is.
But if he doesn't, he's missing a golden opportunity. He puts these things on Instagram, boom.
Oh, yeah. I know at least one guy who'll pay to see him.
I think it would be funny.
Jack, I'd like you to meet Mr. Ripper. Mr. Ripper, get together with Jack over here.
Well, I just want to see some British guy, like, in Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah. Rip.
My brother once put me, he gave me a wedgie so good, he put me on a coat hanger.
Hung you up,
Yeah, he hung me up when I was, like, 7.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm still feeling that one.
When Dave hits the high note, that's why.
Oh.
And Dateline Washington State for our third and final story. You know, at some point, we're going to stop doing dumb things for the sake of a great Instagram photo. But I'm very happy we're not at that point yet. Because until then, we have the No Sweat News.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a wedgie Instagram account going.
Jamie Basilia was fishing in Tacoma, Washington last week, and she ended up somehow pulling up a small octopus instead of a fish. And she thought it would be a good idea to take an Instagram photo with the octopus on its face.
Are you kidding me?
Class, what do we think? Good idea, bad idea?
Bad idea.
Turned out to be really bad because the damn thing bit her, injected her face with the poison it uses to stun its prey. Yeah. She's currently on 3 antibiotics, and she's still in pain. The pain will come and go, doctors say, for months.
an octopus is a predator. It is not to be trifled with way, shape, or form.
Instagram, the internet. God bless us.
A hamster. Everyone. That's what you want your Instagram picture with.
There it is.
Not an octopus, which can strangle you, spit poison at you, and bite you.
That's the No Sweat News, is presented today by your humble servant reporter.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.